Lies about the election drove thousands of people to mob the Capitol this week. But when Pennsylvania Congressman Connor Lamb pointed out those lies were being repeated on the House floor, well, that was too much for Southwest Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith.
It was a breach of decorum to call any member a liar on the floor. He wants to have a debate out in the media, that's fine. He can say that. But on the floor of the House, it's a breach of decorum. I called him on it.
He tried to raise a formal objection, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi dismissed his concerns during a tense moment on the House floor in a day full of tense moments. Griffith says he bears no responsibility for the attack on the Capitol.
Why would I bear any responsibility?
But you and other Republicans that raised objections to elections that had already...
I raised no objections.
Well, you voted twice in favor of the
objection. I voted to sustain the objection. There's a difference. I did not sign on to any of the objections. And that is our constitutional right. Members have a right to do that. Now, that doesn't condone any violence whatsoever.
Republicans say they were just voicing concerns that had been raised by their constituents. First District Republican Congressman Rob Whitman voted against objections to Arizona's electoral votes, but voted in favor of disenfranchising voters in Pennsylvania because of an ongoing court challenge.
We are a nation of laws, and everybody has a responsibility, a personal responsibility.
Well, what about your personal responsibility? Do you bear any responsibility?
I bear responsibility for my actions, and my actions are to make sure that I am doing my job as a legislator, expressing the concerns of my constituents.
When asked if he believed Trump was responsible for the attack, Whitman was reluctant to criticize the president.
I believe that rhetoric that inflames tensions is not productive.
Did the president use rhetoric that inflamed tensions?
No, listen, the president gave a speech yesterday. You'll have to talk to the people that listen to that speech and what they took from that.
Former Republican Congressman Denver Riggleman says if he had been there, he would have voted against the objections.
It seems like the right now is in a hold my beer moment, right? Where you think we can go crazier? Hold my beer.
Riggleman says those votes in favor of objections to the results of Election 2020 will be an important part of the legacy of all the Republicans in Virginia's congressional delegation, a mark that'll follow them for the rest of their time in public life. I'm Michael Pope.